Good evening and welcome to the call. Welcome to Get Started, Go Deeper, Ask a Whole Life Healing Coach. Today, where I am in the central U.S., it is June 27th, 2019. We welcome you to the call. This is the evening Q&A call. So my name is Kay Spooner, and I welcome you to join us this evening. This call is being recorded and will be available in the resources section at dralexanderlloyd.com. So you can access it there. And all, maybe not all, but a lot of archived calls that have been saved there for you also. The purpose of our call today is to answer questions that you might have in the way of your using the products from Dr. Alexander Lloyd effectively. Particularly, we talk about Trilogy and the Healing Codes and the Love Code process and memory engineering a little bit if you want to. So those are the things we can talk about this evening. Others, if you have questions about them particularly. So welcome, and we're glad that you're here. Your questions are very important, and in a little while I'll tell you how to ask a question. So we'll be glad for you to ask, because that's what helps us direct these calls to make them the most effective and helpful for you. Let me read our disclaimer before we get further. Tonight's session of Whole Life Healing Q&A is for informational and educational purposes only. What you hear from me are my opinions. The Healing Codes and Trilogy are not intended to diagnose or treat any physical or mental condition or their symptoms. So if you have a condition that needs medical attention, please seek out a trusted medical professional. The Healing Codes deals with issues of the heart, and it's on these issues, these spiritual issues, that will focus our attention. Again, my name is Kay Spooner, and I've been a Healing Codes coach now for next week. It'll be 16 years. So I'm glad to have you here. I'm glad to speak to you about my experience and things I've run across while using and working with people with the codes. I'm glad to help you in any way that I can. The first thing I would, I'm going to check our online attendance and just, okay. Okay. All right. So thank you again for being here. I see we do have one written question that we'll get to in a little while. So I appreciate that. As we begin, let's do Trilogy together. And if you are familiar with it, I'm glad. If you're not, follow along with us the best you can. Trilogy adds a portion to the beginning and to the end of a healing code section. And the healing code section is the universal code that we're familiar with from the healing code book, and also some healing code 2 positions. And so we'll start, if you would like to join me, we will start the Trilogy process together. First, consider what's bothering you most right now. Maybe why the reason you're on this call, or maybe something else that's bothering you, your heart or your physical self or your relationships, whatever thing that comes to your mind when you say, "What's bothering me most right now?" kind of keep that in mind. We'll, as we get to the healing code portion, we'll particularly aim at that issue. Right now, you have been doing something else before you got here, and whatever that was, it might be still tugging at your attention, or something else might be tugging at your attention. So bring yourself here to this group of people, to let's say, spiritual place, because we're not all together in the same geographic place. So this emotional connection that we have together, those of us who have used the codes, who are familiar with them, who encourage others to use them, who are learning more all the time about their value, join us. Just be here together. Feel yourself in your chair or on your couch or wherever you are. Make sure your arms are supported so you can do these positions without stressing yourself. I'd like for you to take a deep breath in and out. You may have to expel air first. Deep breath in and out. Now do a scan from the top of your head to the bottoms of your feet and pay attention to places in your body that might be painful or tense or feel pressure or discomfort of any kind, tightness, anything else calling to your attention as you scan your body. Just notice it. Okay. Now we'd like to begin with the trilogy process. So we're going to begin by tapping, and we're going to tap. I will direct you where to tap as we go through. So our purpose of beginning with tapping is to open the energy pathways and help us to connect everything together. So we're tapping the inside of the eyebrow, and now the outside of the eyebrow toward the temple, and now under the eye, under the nose, on your upper lip, under the lower lip, on your chin, at the midline of where your collarbone near the midline, and then down to the sore spot, center of the chest, underarm, below the nipple, on your hand now, the thumb, beside the thumbnail on the toward your body, index finger, same general area, middle finger. Now on the pinky, go on the outside edge away from your body, and then on the side of your hand where we would, if we were going to do a karate chop, we would use that place. Now we're going to do 9G. We're going to tap on the back of the hand between the pinky and the ring finger, about an inch up from the webbing of your fingers. We're going to continue to tap while we do these eye exercises. Open, eyes open, eyes closed, eyes open. Hold your head still, look down left, look down right. Circle your eyes up and over to the down left position, and then circle them back up over to the down right position. Now, I close my eyes while I'm doing the counting and humming. You can do whatever you like. We're going to hum And then we're going to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then we're going to hum again. Okay. Now we're going to do the healing codes portion, and we ask that images, beliefs, and cellular memories be found and opened and healed that are related to this issue, and that they, the truth and love and light and life of God be infused into our hearts and souls and cells. Both hands bridge. Remember to breathe from your abdomen, from your diaphragm. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Here's the Healing Codes 2 position. Left hand palm at the base of your skull on the back, at the back of your neck. Right hand palm on your forehead. Switch those hands. Left hand palm at your forehead and right hand palm at the base of the skull. Both hands, low belly. So find that place by putting your thumb on your belly button, your left thumb. Let your hand fall down on your belly. Put your right thumb on top of your left thumb and let your right hand fall. So you're stacking your hands on your lower belly. Okay, now we're going to do the third portion, which it deals with the chakras or the energy centers in the body. We're going to start with our hands stacked, just like we used them in that last position. Only move them down to the base of your torso, as far down as you can get them, right on the midline. And we're going to proceed up the midline, and we're going to ask that this river of energy that flows through us be powerful and abundant and filled with the love and light and life of God, that it flows through balanced and open energy centers. And we're going right up the midline, right over the nose and forehead and crown of the head to the base of the skull in the back. We're going to do that 3 times. So let's go back to the base. Go again without so much talking this time. Just notice if there's any place that feels like it needs extra attention. Sometimes I get the sensation that I'm pushing a bubble, and when I get to a place where that's uncomfortable, I sit and let it dissipate. I'm not pushing hard enough to push anything physically, but there was a place right in my throat that needed help. Okay, up and over, crown, to the base of the skull. And now this third time, real smooth and pretty quickly. Here we go. Right up the midline. over the top to the base of the skull. Okay. Take another deep breath in and out. Do another scan of your physical body and just notice if anything changed from when we did it before. I'm noticing a difference in the tension in my neck. Okay, thank you for joining me in that trilogy process. Okay, so in order to ask questions, those of you who came in with a keypad, either on a web call or on the phone, if you'll press star 2 on your keypad, that will raise a hand on my screen, and it'll have a number in it so I can keep you in order and know who's next. If you're on the web with us this evening, if you would please type into the chat box that's before you so that we can get to those pretty easily. Okay, so welcome everyone. I want to make this announcement before we proceed, and that is that we're going to begin. First of all, we will not have a call next week on the 4th of July. 4th of July is a holiday in the U.S., and we will not have a call next week. So that's the first thing. Second thing is, beginning on the 11th of July, which would be the week following, we will have calls only in the evening at 8:30 Eastern Time. We will no longer, or at least we're going to, for a time, drop the afternoon call. It looks like our attendance is a little stronger in the evening, and we just think that that's a better use of our time. So that's what we're going to do starting on the 11th of July. We'll just be doing the evening call. Dr. Alex will still be doing his Wednesday call, as far as I know, and you're welcome to take part in that and the other special things that are communicated to you on emails nearly every week when it talks about what things are available. So, wanted to let you know. Okay. We do have a hand up, and this is from outside the country, so I'll just be welcome to hear you. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, good evening. This is Bruno calling from... Good evening, Kay. This is Bruno calling from New Caledonia, South Pacific.
Wow. Well, how exciting for me in the middle of the U.S. to talk to you. Thank you.
Yeah, great, thank you. It's 11:42 or 11:48 a.m. here, part of the world.
Well, good. Welcome. I did see that you had submitted a written question. Would you be comfortable reading that now,
sure.
Or would you like to just speak about it?
No, I can speak about it quickly. All right, I will try to be brief to leave time for other people.
Okay.
I've got a very good friend of Thank you, Kate. I've got a very good friend of mine. She's around 54 years of age. She was diagnosed in September with ALS, which is the amyotrophic lateral syndrome disease. She's on a spiritual journey. She has someone particularly attentive to emotions and the like. But unfortunately, that disease came to her, and she has been looking at different options to help her going over that. The things are not getting too right at the moment. She's got difficulties with left arm, her left hand, speech, sometimes short of breath, and difficulties to swallow. She understands the process of the healing codes because she read the book of Alexander Lloyd, Dr. Alexander Lloyd. She's also aware that Dr. Penn Jensen, who suffered ALS and who seemed to be, was able to go over it. I don't know whether it's something different, whether he used the healing code or whether he went through cells transplant or whatever. We are trying to see what could be done to help her. So for me and for her, we are very new to the healing code. She's got some work to be doing. She's got some work to do on herself, on the spiritual viewpoints, and particularly around emotions. And I listened to the trilogy process 2 weeks ago. I wasn't able to ask questions and understood the process and the categories of code you were talking about. And I've mentioned that to her. It's about relationship issues and heart issues somehow. But I will be happy to hear from you whatever you suggest or whatever you recount or whatever other people who went through ALS could discuss. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for the question. And that's a question we get a lot, and that it is because of Dr. Ben's experience that we get that question a lot. And
yes,
that's okay. Dr. Ben, Dr. Ben did one-on-one coaching with Dr. Alex.
Yes.
So he did not do just what is in the book as a standard process. He did specific custom codes, we call that, where the coach generates the code specifically for the client.
Okay.
And he will use that for a day or 2 days or 5 days or 40 days or however long the testing shows that it's right to do it. Dr. Ben, when I met Dr. Ben the first week of July 2003.
Mm-hmm.
And I met him at the first training, coach training session that I went to in Nashville. And at that time, he still had weakness in his vocal cords, and his breathing was not completely restored yet, but he had made progress because before that, he had been having difficulty going up and down stairs and those kinds of things, and he wasn't having that difficulty when I met him, or at least I didn't notice it. I didn't know, we weren't introduced to him at that point or any of that stuff. I got to know him much better later, but I remembered him being there when we had that conference. So, couple of things. One is the answer to the question, did he use a healing coach? Yes, he did, but it was one-on-one coaching with Dr. Alex. Another thing is that there were other things that were wrong with Dr. Ben's body that did not heal right then. he had carpal tunnel syndrome and some other things that were bothering him that did not clear up right at that time. But the ALS did clear. We have had other clients who have seen positive progress. I have had some ALS clients myself. I have not had anyone clear like Dr. Ben did. But I and other coaches have discussed this together, and we have had clients who either saw some remission and then held for quite a long time before progressing more and at a much slower rate than they had been before, or some clients who moved back in their manifestation to a lesser manifestation, and then held that for an indefinite period of time, and other things then came into their lives that, you know, caused their death or whatever the deal is. I don't know if you know, but Dr. Ben died recently.
Yes, we found out. We found out that, but
it was not related to his ALS. In fact, we didn't know for sure what it was.
Correct.
For a time.
Yeah,
but,
nobody seems to know. Yeah.
Yeah, but and I'll just say this as an aside. I was talking to Alex about it, to Dr. Alex about it, and he was feeling really bad that Ben had passed. And I said, Alex, my feeling about this is, I said, take it for what it's worth, and it's not worth much, but my feeling about this is, Ben could have had this point in time for his end of life set and fixed. I believe that there is such a thing in our lives, that there's a fixed time beyond which we cannot go. And that look how much better life he had for those 16 years or 15 years than he would have had if he had been fighting ALS all this time.
Yes, of course.
And he
I
said,
agree with you.
He said, wow, that really feels better. I said, well, you know, we can't.
Absolutely.
There are things we can't change, but there are things we can learn from, and maybe they'll change and maybe they won't. You know, maybe we live our lives in a way that's an example to others in some kind of difficulty. So we don't ever know that.
Yeah.
Okay, a couple other things I want to say is that when people have these major, major difficulties like this, or major cancers, or other things, it's kind of hard sometimes to realize that there are other things in our life that are really very important that can change as a result of doing the healing codes, even if that big thing does not heal like we'd like it to.
Yeah.
So there are relationship things. There are things with our relationship with God, with others, even with ourselves, with our family, however it might be, things that need to change, that can change and be much better, so that even with the major difficulty, whatever it is, we can have a better life and be in a better place. Let me just say it that way. So
creating new conditions to help the process.
Yes. I want to say so it's valuable even if we're not seeing what we'd like to see, we can look for other things that are changing for the better. And that's really important to look for those other things. A change in attitude about something, a change in a reaction to a relation within a relationship, or a reaction to a certain set of circumstances. We can watch those things in ourselves and know that we're making progress in our spirit life, in our in those, you know, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, those categories. So another thing then to say is that a lot of times we have noticed that ALS issues can be related to anger and a lack of forgiveness.
Yeah, understand that. That's something I've mentioned after the session we had 2 weeks ago when I was telling you about forgiveness and thankfulness. I spoke to my friend about that. Yeah.
Yes. important things, and thankfulness, I think, is a basic positive good that can help us in almost every situation. Depression, you know, and depression comes along with this ALS and these big physical challenges. Thankfulness is so important, to really find something to be thankful for, and to truly know how blessed we are. That's important. Anger, when we first started working with this, we thought it was often related to parental control or expectations and anger around that. Often ALS people are highly successful people.
Correct.
There's something about that that seems to be connected. I've noticed that in several cases.
Correct.
So anyway, I want to encourage by saying there are good things that can happen by using healing codes around this set of circumstances. Yeah. I will not say that everyone can be healed. I will never ever say that, because I'm never ever sure what the reason is for what the ultimate and known only to God reason is for us to be in circumstances that we're in sometimes. So
I would agree with you. Without being an expert and knowledgeable on healing code, I would say that healing code trigger that can only work if it's accompanied by sufficient work on ourselves on what might have been the reasons behind particular disease, ALS or whatever.
And I think we can ask, and I think sometimes we can learn and know, but sometimes we don't, you know, and we just have to proceed. I would encourage work with a coach if that's possible or feasible.
Okay. Thank you.
There are coaches closer to your time zone. I would think New Zealand and Australia would be closer to your time zone. Is that right?
Yes, Australia and New Zealand, I saw that,
Yeah, so there are coaches there. The coaches are listed at Dr. Alexander Lloyd practitioner listing. So I hope that's helpful. Did we stir up some other question, or did we answer everything you had in mind?
Thank you very much, Kay. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for the question. Okay, I'm going to mute your phone now. If you want to say something further, if something else comes to your mind, please put your hand up again. Okay, are there others on the call who would like to make a comment either about something we said there or your experience with your own healing or someone else's that you know about? We'd be just glad to encourage Bruno in their beginning to use the codes. We'd be glad to encourage him with somebody else's experience if you would like to do that. Be very helpful. Star 2 will raise your hand so we can see you. I'm going to check to make sure that online people have left me a message. Okay. All right. Let me just talk a little bit about the Relationship Issues Finder. I'm going to pull up Dr. Alex's page here, and so I can talk to this. Okay, under resources, there's something called diagnostic tests. And there are the heart issues finder, the success issues finder, and the relationship issues finder. And the relationship issues finder is the one we're encouraging people to use because it is the latest one developed, and so it has the most, it's the most powerful. It shows connections between and among the categories that are helpful, and it also sends you an email with your results so that you can have something printed out. So if you want to, you can have something to keep and print out to watch your how that changes over time. So we suggest that people take the relationship issues finder evaluation, and then in some time, 6 weeks, 2 months, 3 months, however long, take it again and see what things might have changed. It gives a minus 10 to plus 10 valuation on each of the categories, and then in some combinations of categories to help show what categories may need the most emphasis right then, where our underlying issues might reside in which of those categories. And so it's very helpful if we're not working with a coach particularly. It's a good way to help find for ourselves what categories to pay attention to. And we can use those then plugged into the trilogy process. And just as a standard trilogy process, or if you're working with a coach or you have healing codes manuals, or some other way to have other specific codes for those categories, you can use those codes plugged into the trilogy process. So we suggest Relationship Issues Finder is the one that we suggest you use. The others are good. Heart Issues Finder is the first one that came about, and it's good. You'll learn something from each one. But we suggest that you use those. You can get into a process where you use referring to the 12 categories again, and those are the inhibitors that begin with unforgiveness, harmful actions, and unhealthy beliefs, and then the positives that are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, trust, humility, and self-control. Those 12 are the 12 categories I talk about. So you can use those 12 on a rotating basis and just plug them into the prayer for your healing code prayer, that things related to if we just started at the beginning, things related to unforgiveness. And you may want to put any physical symptom or what's bothering you most in the category in that blank too. Unforgiveness related to my sore toe, or to my stiff shoulder, or to my ALS, or to my anger at my sister. You can put the combination of the category and the issue in the blank, in the prayer blank, and do that for a day, and then go on to the next one, which would be harmful actions, and ask that any harmful actions related to that issue or another one that's come up that's more important that day be found and healed, and do your trilogy process focused on those things and move through all 12. That's another way to use these products by yourself without using a coach. Coaches are good, excellent, and you'll get real benefit from an objective, not only specific code for yourself, which will be much more efficient and effective, we think, because is generated specifically for you for that issue for that time. But also coaches with an objective ear can hear things that are coming from your heart that you may not recognize and be able to help you focus on those and maybe find an underlying memory or issue, an older issue that has brought you into this current state. So coaches are excellent, and they're listed on the website. The diagnostic tests are really helpful and are listed there too. We went through the trilogy, and that's really good. One of the things I wanted to mention is be careful when you're, be alert to not stress yourself over the healing codes. So don't let it be a concern. Am I doing it right? Is this exactly the right position? Am I holding it exactly the right time? Those kinds of things. Don't let that get in the way of you doing the codes. Let that go, because if you're doing that, you're adding stress to your system rather than removing it, and that's not going to be as helpful as it could. So don't stress over the codes. Just use them. And as you use them, they will do good stuff for you. They will not hurt you. Some people have what they call a healing response, which can feel bad because we're dumping toxins out of the cells, and that can make you feel a little headachy or achy or flu-like. Or if you're dealing with an emotional issue, it can magnify that emotional issue for a time. People, for instance, who are working on anger or sadness or some of those things will feel more anger or more sadness for a time as they begin to use the code. It's a healing response. Notice it and say, oh, good, something's happening. That's a good thing. And continue. Another thing you have to be aware of, or is good to be aware of, is that we have a built-in resistance. Our subconscious mind has patterns and ways of us dealing with things, and they were set up in order to protect us, in order to keep us from being hurt in some way. So when we try to change those or not pay attention to them anymore or not allow them to get in the way of our actions or our beliefs or our moving forward in life, then there's resistance from our subconscious. And that resistance can show up as, boy, I don't want to do the codes. I just don't want to do them. There are a lot of people who say to me, okay, I have the strangest feeling. There's no reason for me to not do these. I've got time. And, you know, but for some reason, I just don't want to do them. And I say, yeah, yes, I understand. Your subconscious mind do not want to change. They feel like there's value in holding their position. So what I suggest to those people is to talk to your heart, talk to your subconscious mind and say, yes, thank you for protecting me all this time. Thank you for setting up these rules and using them to protect me. But now I don't need that any longer. I really want you to come along and let us heal this so that we can be better, so that we don't have to worry about those things any longer. And just give yourself a talking to. Sit down like you're talking to a friend or a helper. And I did it out loud. It was helpful to me to do it out loud. But remember to say thank you, because they're serving a purpose that was set up back in your years before you were 7 or 8 or 9, where you began to understand other nuances of life in that programming time, those responses were set up. So be thankful for them. That's another thing to be thankful for. And just allow it to fall away. And when the resistance comes, say, yes, I recognize the resistance. I'm going to do it anyway. And go ahead, because after you get started, it won't be a problem. You won't feel like you need to stop in the middle. You will feel better when you're done, and you will notice a change. So those are things that are kind of standard and ways of experiencing, I think, probably all healing and change that we're trying to accomplish in our unknown subconscious with the way we've lived our lives over time. Okay, I would really like somebody else to put a hand up because I'm tired of talking. We've got 15 more minutes. I would enjoy hearing from someone else. I'm going to check online again. Okay, I don't see it, someone else. So let's do another trilogy process, and we'll do it together. And let's put Well, I'm going to let you choose. You choose what you want to focus on. And I would think on using the tools we have to our best advantage, that would be good. That those things that are in the way of us using what we know is good for us, that those things would be healed. So let's begin all together. Inner eyebrow. Tapping, we're tapping. Inner eyebrow. Outer eyebrow temple. The first portion of trilogy we're doing. Under eye, tapping under the eye. Very gently there. Upper lip, lower lip, chin, collarbone by the midline, sore spot, center of the chest, under the arm, below the nipple, on the hand now, thumb, index finger, middle finger, pinky, karate spot, side of the hand. Now the 9G on the back of the hand with the eye exercises, eyes open, closed, open, down left, down right, up and over to down left, back up and over to down right. Hum. And count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and hum. All right. Now we're going to do the healing code portion. So let's ask and pray that images and beliefs and cellular memories related to this issue, being able to use the tools we have in the best way for our healing, be found and opened and healed by infusing the truth and love and light and life of God into our hearts and souls and cells. Both hands bridge. Both hands bridge. Breathe from your diaphragm. Both hands Adam's apple. both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Now that healing codes to position, palm at the back of the skull, left palm, back of the skull, the base of the skull, right palm at the on the forehead, and these are touching. Those healing codes positions are not touching. These are. You don't have to exert pressure, just touch the skin. Okay, switch those positions, right, left palm on the forehead, right palm at the base of the skull. Now both hands low belly. Both hands low belly. Now we'll do the third portion. Move your stacked hands down to the base of your torso as far as possible, and we're going to move right up the midline and ask that this river of energy that flows through us might be powerful and abundant and filled with the love and light and life of God, that it might flow through balanced and open energy centers. And I sometimes say, so that it can reach my heart and soul and cells. And then flow out of me to affect those around me. I'm at the base of my skull after going over the top of my head. Let's do that some more. I like how that feels. We're touching the body, but we're not pushing. We're not pressing hard. So start at the base, and we're moving right up the midline. If you notice one of the healing centers along the way that needs some extra attention, you can stop there for a moment and then proceed up and over forehead, crown, base of the skull. Now, one last time to tie it all up. Base of the torso, right up the midline, smoothly and gently, up and over, crown, base of the skull. Okay, deep breath in and out. One of the things people have asked about Trilogy or talked about Trilogy, they said people that have been using the healing codes for a long time said that they don't feel as much energy movement with Trilogy as they did with healing codes, but they notice a change in their issue sooner. And Alex says, well, I'll take that. It's okay if we don't feel the energy moving so much in our fingers or our skin or whatever, but we're noticing a change in our hearts, a change in our emotions, in our physical well-being, whatever it is, or relationships. So those of you who've been using it a long time, you may have noticed that or maybe not. I don't know. Okay. Well, I have, I am ready to finish the call. If anybody has another comment to make or something else you'd like to say or another question, please raise your hand by pressing star 2. We'll be glad to hear from you. Otherwise, I'm going to open the lines and let you all say good night. And thank you so much, Bruno, for being with us. And others from here in the U.S., we appreciate that, too. So glad that you called and asked your questions. And we're glad for everyone to gather together. Good night, everyone. You're open, guys. Say good night.
Good night, Kay. Thanks for your great call. Thanks for all you did. That you did a great job.
Thank you. Good night.
You're welcome.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.